From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. A charity with ties to Hillary Clinton has gotten in trouble for what appear to be illegal robocalls in North Carolina. That state's presidential primary is this Tuesday. The group, Women's Voices, Women Vote, says its goal is simply to register single women to vote. NPR's Peter Overby explains.
Last week, this automated robocall went out in North Carolina.
Hello, this is Lamont Williams. In the next few days, you will receive a voter registration packet in the mail. All you need to do is fill it out, sign it, date, and return your application. Then you will be able to vote and make your voice heard. Please return the registration form when it arrives. Thank you.
But the deadline to register for the primary had already passed, and the call went to many registered voters, people who were expecting to vote in the presidential primary next Tuesday. The call and follow-up mailings made many wonder whether they were registered for the primary or not. This sounds like a classic example of voter suppression, sowing confusion and driving down turnout. And these calls seem to be aimed at African-American communities, places where Barack Obama is expected to win easily. The group behind the calls is Women's Voices, Women Vote. It's a 501c3 charity, and the robocalls seem completely at odds with the group's usual upbeat message. Take this public service announcement. Julia Louis-Dreyfus strolls through a replica of the Oval Office, fantasizing about women electing a woman president.
Come on. Who do you want in here? You decide.
To register, go to wvwv.org.
Women's Voices, Women Vote did not make anyone available for comment on this story yesterday or today. Will Evans of the Center for Investigative Reporting, who collaborated in reporting this piece, found some Obama backers among the Women's Voices leadership. But the group mostly has ties to Hillary Clinton and her campaign. Founder Paige Gardner worked in Bill Clinton's 1992 campaign. Board member John Podesta was President Clinton's chief of staff. Maggie Williams, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, used to be on the Women's Voices leadership team and did consulting work for them.
That's all established. We can't show that there's any formal or direct connection.
This is Chris Crom, director of the Institute for Southern Studies in Durham, North Carolina. The Institute got complaints about the robocalls. Investigating those complaints led them to Women's Voices. The Institute turned up other complaints about the group, too, in Florida, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, and four other states. The Virginia State Police investigated robocalls just before that state's primary. Again, Chris Crom.
What we have here is at least 5 months of a deceptive tactic, illegal in many states. And each time this group is criticized for this activity, they apologize for the confusion.
Meanwhile, the North Carolina Attorney General says the robocalls are illegal. State law requires that automated phone calls identify the sponsoring group and give the recipient a way to reach them. The Lamont Williams call did neither. Democracy North Carolina, a fair elections group, is working with Women's Voices to pull the 276,000 mailers out of the postal stream. Just a week ago, Paige Gardner wrote to the North Carolina Elections Board, letting them know about the calls and the mailing. She noted that Women's Voices would be raising the voter registration question just before the primary. She called it an unfortunate coincidence and said she hoped it wouldn't be confusing. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
If you've received strange robocalls or been contacted by so-called push polls, we'd like to hear about it. You can tell us about your experience at our website, npr.org/elections.